This is the Green Room. I'm Caitlin Mattson. Joining me today in the Green Room is Lynn Davis, who is the Distinguished Professor of Organ at Wichita State University and also is the mastermind behind the Re-Bloomfield Organ Series. It is always an exciting season with the Organ Series. They bring in world-renowned organists, but who they have coming up this month, James O'Donnell, when I say he is world-renowned, I truly mean it. And there are going to be some things in his credentials that I think make people sit up a bit straighter and go, oh my goodness, I think I absolutely have to come hear him. Hello, Lynn.
Hello, Caitlin. I'm so delighted to be here with you again.
I'm always so happy when you come on. I think what you do at the university with the Organ Series is pretty amazing. And it's an unlikely concert that you're going to see a swath, hundreds of people flocking to. But they should, because the organ is so fascinating. It is such an instrument. And the one we have in Wichita is wonderful. And the artists coming in to play it are just so professional and accomplished.
It's an exciting series, but then again, all the series are exciting. Well, of the people I'm able to invite, and many of whom, all of whom are friends of mine, but this one in particular, and to showcase the Marcus in Wiedemann Hall, it's an exceptional instrument, and we're so lucky to have it here on the campus of Wichita State University and available for people in the community to attend. And to l view the live stream that we'll do that evening.
Who is the organist that will be performing on November the 12th?
It's James O'Donnell. He was for 23 years the organist of Westminster Abbey and in London. And he's now professor of organ at Yale University in the States, so he's gone across the pond. He is now an organist emeritus of Westminster Abbey, and he was decorated, appointed lieutenant of the Royal Victorian Order by Charles III in the New Year's Honor last year, last January. So there is a lot of history behind his coming, not only his program that he's going to do, but all the details we're going to learn in the conversation with the artist, which is an onstage interview after the first half.
So this conversation takes place basically intermission. They take a break. You have a conversation with you'll have a conversation with Mr. O'Donnell, and then he'll finish the second half.
Yeah, there's a first half and then the intermission of 10 minutes, and then we come back on stage with two chairs, a plant in the middle. It's a fake plant, but that's okay. It gives some color.
You
And
should see my home. It's nothing but fake plants. I can't keep a plant alive to save my life.
but this is a feature that lots of audience members love because you get to know the artist on a personal level. And not
Yeah.
just through his music. But here we're going to hopefully get quite a few anecdotes. I've seen James in June in Atlanta and at Yale, where I was with him. And there's one I can tell right now, if you would like me to.
Yes.
It's during the Queen's funeral. Of course, he was responsible for all the music at the Abbey choirs and such, but also the state funerals and events. And he was, of course, conducting the choir in the middle of the choir area. The Queen's casket comes by, and he had to get up close to the choir stalls so that it wouldn't run into him. So that's a little anecdote, but I guess, but he had met the Queen when she was still living, but this was
What a high profile position.
a high profile, very high profile, and yet he's very dignified, as one would think of an Englishman, and extremely interesting to talk with and to listen to play. His playing is precise, musical, and he'll be playing a variety of things. Franz Liszt, one of the biggest pieces for organ by Franz Liszt, and some other things, Bach, and other things that will interest the public enormously.
So he now is professor at Yale. Yale's early music program, their organ program, quite well known as well. This is also a just a prolific position and one that comes with a lot of honor.
Yes, and they took a long time to replace Thomas Murray, who retired, but now James is professor to graduate organ majors and at the Institute of Sacred Music, which is yet something different. All those who wish to have careers in church music, sacred music, and what better person to oversee all that study but James O'Donnell, who was for a long time at Westminster Cathedral, the Ca Roman Catholic Cathedral in London, and then, of course, for 23 years at Westminster Abbey.
So to have a program that's a sacred music focus, is that we don't hear about that often. There aren't many colleges that offer that.
Well, it's mostly called church music, sacred music. Yale is particular, as you know, of the different colleges they have, but this has been in New Haven, Connecticut, a long-standing institute, of which is president my dear friend Martin Jean, who is also from Michigan, but it's a high level, and it's not for undergrads, it's for graduate students and people who want to go perhaps over to London or to England to be organ scholars and in that system of cathedral music, basically Episcopal.
James O'Donnell will be in Wichita. He is the next artist performing as part of the Ree Bloomfield Organ Series at Wichita State University. That concert is November the 12th. And in the green room today is Lynn Davis. She is a professor, a distinguished Robert Towne professor of organ at the university, and organizes as and is in charge of this organ series. Thank you so much for being here, Lynn. And I think it's always so fascinating to talk about the organ with you, just because it's so unfamiliar to so many of us. How are we familiar with the organ? Well, we know sometimes it's played in church, but as we've learned through this conversation, it's so much more. And the opportunities to have a career being an organist are there, especially with the Church of England. Can you talk just a little bit more about that?
Well, since James O'Donnell was for 23 years in the Church of England at Westminster Abbey, the connection with American choirs in churches here is this one. When the choirs of the English cathedrals go on vacation in the summer, choirs from here apply to take their place, be in residence for like a week or 2 weeks. It's a tremendous opportunity and very, very fantastic for them to be in these great cathedrals, and otherwise they wouldn't have an opportunity to do it. But they perform all the functions that the regular choir in the Church of England, which is the high Episcopal church there, do normally. And that's just one thing that organists can do. They can be directors of the choir, which is, of course, is what James O'Donnell has done. Be voice people, performers themselves,
Yes.
directing choirs, accompanying. In fact, James O'Donnell is the director of the Yale Consort, where he's the organ professor, and it's a vehicle for study for students preparing for careers in church music and liturgy. So that's over here. But there are many, many opportunities to take charge of this mammoth organ, the instrument, which is the biggest wind instrument in the world. You can be it's like being an air pilot or a conductor of an orchestra, conductor of a choir, with all these sounds that are coming out, and you choose which ones go together and which ones don't go together. And they're not only in churches, but look at Wiedemann Hall at Wichita State University. It's in a recital hall. You get to see up close. We have a screen that shows the organist up very close and his hands and his feet. And of course, you can watch through the live stream, but nothing replaces going in person to a concert such as this.
And it's such an amazing feat of coordination to see what an organist does with their hands, with their feet, the stops they have chosen to use, and of course, I always have to talk about the phrase pull out all the stops. This is exactly where it came from. You hear
Exactly.
people walking around using that phrase, they might not know. Pull out all the stops, big finish.
That's right. That's right. We're really athletes because it involves our hands, our arms, our feet. So it involves the whole body and how you sit at the organ console. One lady told me after a concert I gave, she said, "Oh, it's like you were doing Pilates up there." And in a sense, it is. And you have to have your ears and your eyes out behind you, if the audience is out behind you, to be able to hear how the organ sounds out there. It's a constant control of what you're doing. Of course, what you're doing with your hands and feet too.
Is
It's
it physically exhausting
physically
after a recital? Are you exhausted physically?
and mentally, yes,
I
because it's not
imagine.
just playing, it's thinking about what piston, we have playing aids. It's like a computer. You can program certain number of stops and you press a button and there they are immediately. Not like the historical instruments where you had to do everything by hand and have assistants help you. So it's a preparation, a mental preparation, a physical preparation, and then of course making the music, sharing the music, playing.
Lawrence O'Donnell performs in Wiedemann Hall next Tuesday,
James
November.
O'Donnell.
James O'Donnell. What did I say?
Lawrence.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah,
I
it's
don't know
great.
where that
I'll have
came
to
from.
tell him that. I'll have to tell him that. We're renaming for the concert.
Sorry, you've been replaced. James O'Donnell performs next Tuesday, November the 12th in Wiedemann Hall at 7:30. Distinguished guest artist of the Ree Bluefield Organ Series. Such a wonderful opportunity, not just to hear him perform in person, but to hear you in conversation with him about his experience, about his playing, about being at the Westminster Abbey for so many years, and just how distinguished his career has been.
You won't want to miss it. You really, except there's my recital next February, but we'll talk about that in
You won't want to miss that either, but we'll have Lynn back before then to talk all about it.
tickets at Fast Tickets at W at Wichita.edu. You get the tickets.
Wichita.edu/box office, I imagine, or Fine Arts box office. You can get your tickets in advance, or I imagine you can get them at the door as well.
Yes, you can. You can.
Wonderful. Lynn, thank you so much for being here, and come again before your recital in February.
Thank you, Caitlin.